But in precocial species, obviously parents and offspring can get separated. If offspring are hatched and then can immediately move around, then they may move some distance from the parent. The parent may see a whole lot of offspring, some near, some far, and it needs to know which offspring are its own. Otherwise, it can't protect its own offspring. And similarly, the offspring need to be able to recognise their parents. If a young gull, a gull chick, wanders away from its parent, then it needs to know what its parent looks like so it can follow its own parent, come back when it's lost, and so on. And of course, I've been talking about what offspring and parents look like, but animals have many other ways to identify themselves, the noises they make, the way they behave, and so on. So in other words, there's a selection pressure for precocial species to learn to recognise parents and offspring. The selection pressure is that parents who recognise their offspring will have more surviving offspring, and offspring who recognise parents will survive longer and be more successful in producing more offspring themselves. So what's this rapid learning? What's this learning to recognise parents and offspring? What do we know about it? In precocial species, we find that parents very rapidly learn the visual, auditory, or olfactory features of their young. That is, what their young look like, what their young sound like, and what their young smell like. As I've said before, gulls are precocial, and it's been shown by experiment and observation that if you give an adult gull two chicks, one its own chick and a chick belonging to another gull, it will prefer to feed and protect its own chick, and it will reject the chick of another gull. There's an exception to this, and it's the kittiwakes that I mentioned before. Here's the picture of the kittiwake again. Kittiwakes do not need to recognise their offspring because their offspring always live in a nest. If they didn't stay in the nest, they would die. So in the kittiwakes are unusual among gulls. They do not learn to recognise their own chicks. If you put in that nest a chick which looks completely different, you can put in a large black bird in that nest, and the kittiwake will still think it's its offspring and try and feed it. It doesn't recognise the difference between its own chicks and anything else, because all it needs to do, like the altricial species, is to learn where the nest is. Now, that's a behavioural adaptation, the fact that some gulls learn to recognise their offspring and others don't, and the behavioural adaptation is produced by learning. But very often, behavioural adaptations and structural adaptations go together. And we find in the case of gulls that there is a structural adaptation as well. You see this picture of the kittiwake chicks. They all look very similar to each other. They all have the same colour, the same size, they behave in the same way, make the same noises. Kittiwake chicks are very similar to each other, and all kittiwake chicks are similar. It doesn't matter because this parent doesn't have to see how its own chicks differ from other people's chicks. It doesn't need to know. But other gulls, I don't have a picture here, but you'll have to believe me, other gulls, all their chicks look different. They have brown and white spots. All the gull chicks within other gull species all look different from each other. So this is a structural adaptation. The fact that the chicks look different makes it easier, makes it possible for the parents to learn how their own chick differs from other chicks. And some people have been sceptical about whether this adaptation in the kittiwake parents is really a behavioural adaptation. Maybe the reason they don't learn is because the chicks look so similar to each other, and it's the structural adaptation which causes the difference, not the behavioural adaptation. But I can't tell you which it is. I'm just pointing out that when you have both a behavioural adaptation and a structural adaptation, it's rather difficult to say which came first. So, what about the offspring? This is a goose, which is a precocial species. It's swimming along, and you can see the little young geese, the goslings, swimming along close behind.